has its own covered pin. Even the issue of full sporting, they prioritize soccer, cricket and rugby.
I said why? Because those people, they don't even need money. All what you can do or say to them, you guys go and develop sports in schools. And then they must look after those small sporting codes and try to uplift them. So it's something that will have to change. I know that it's going to take time, but it's a reality. If we want to produce or to get more medals, we'll have to revisit in terms of all the sporting codes, especially sporting codes that are participating on international tournaments, like your All Africa Games, your Olympics, your Commonwealth Games. We're part of those sporting codes. So surely, even if we have difficulties as different sporting codes, but if we get more support, not just funding only, but support is in different forms. So that's what we are trying to appeal. And maybe also the portfolio committee must help us to change the mindset of the corporate. Because corporate is prepared to take shortcuts because they want their mileage in terms of sponsorship. But that's not the way of developing sports. I always believe that if you want to grow with somebody, you start with somebody from as a small boy and grow up with him. And then we'll look out and say, you know, we as maybe McDonald's or whatever company, we started with tennis from nothing or rowing from nothing. But today, this sporting course is one of the best sporting courses in the country. And I'm sure we can do it. Children are there, kids are hungry, they want to participate. We have to make sure that in terms of channeling them, we give them a buffet. So for now, I'll stop here. I'll just give our Leon just to talk about school sporting, then I'll come in, because that's our major problem currently with the department and all the provinces.
Part of our challenge is that government has to prioritize, and as our president's pointed out, that perhaps the prioritization needs to be relooked. Currently, SRSA is running on three models. There's a nine-sport priority, an 11-sport priority, and tennis makes it into the 11-sport priority, and then there's the 16-sport priority. The problem that now arises is that in school sport is that SRSA and DOE, as perhaps everybody knows, there's been a bit of a problem in that who actually controls school sport. Is it a Department of Education or is it a Department of Sport? And they've sorted out the problem by signing a memorandum of understanding between the two departments at national level. But now the problem comes at provincial level, because the provinces, as I understand, get their funding from central government, but then they go off on their own tangent and do not follow the national lead. I sat through a meeting on Friday, and we had to sit there and witness departments fighting amongst each other and not following the national policy. For this year, the nine-sport priority is the main feature, but provincial departments will decide to focus on only four. I don't know the exact reason for that, but that's the choices they make. And so as a federation, you sit through an entire day, and because tennis is in the 11, you don't even get discussed. You wonder why they spend time even being present. So again, it gets back to what the president said, is that we really need to broaden that aspect, and the sports that have should maybe not be the ones that top that list. It needs to look at the other sports. Thank you.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. I'd also just like to echo what the President has said, and just let you know that we are number one in Africa, tennis. I don't know if you know that, in men, women, juniors, in terms of development programs, and also in terms of our veterans, which is our age. So, you know, we hear the government say that we need to be number one in Africa, and your best in terms of the world. We are number one. We also have a challenge, as Mr. Zondi has said, in terms of cricket. There's only eight countries in the world that really can play cricket, to be honest. There's only eight countries that can play rugby, let's be honest. If you look at the swimmers at the Olympics, look at the athletes at the Olympics, and you look at tennis at the Olympics, it's played by the whole world. So we have quite a serious challenge out there, And yes, we do have some very, very good tennis players in the country. We don't want to get onto funding, but it is an issue. It costs 500,000 rand a year to keep one kid in Europe. And that's where tennis is played, because we don't have any tournaments in South Africa because of the expense. The little girl in the bottom left-hand corner there is the South African under 18 champion, Lynn Kill, little black girl. She's 17 years old. She's in the top 200 in the world juniors. She can really play. Next level, what we've spoken about in terms of development in our house, for example, Soweto or Mdansani or in Kwamashu in Natal, we have mass participation at a level, and then the next level we struggle to get them to formal coaching. You know, we've got mass participation, but it's the next level, because next year we'll have more kids coming at the bottom. It's to take them up to get them formal and training every single day. So as we've said, we don't like to take them out of their system, but the top black coaches, like we've got in Soweto, we have to pay them. But if we have other coaches trained in the PI areas, they tend to go to the cities, because that's where the money is. So we keep having to transport all our top kids, the youngsters, out of their hometown. We don't want to do that. So those are our challenges at the moment. We are going to win. Our bottom right hand is our junior Fed Cup and Davis Cup team, which did very well last year. They came fourth in the world in the boys, and they came seventh in the world in the girls. So we are producing tennis players. I promise you we are.
Just on the issue of rankings, honorable members, in the world we are ranked number 23 out of 203, I think, countries. So it means we are doing well. That's why I was saying tennis is expensive, Chair, because those young kids, they spend most of their time traveling between South Africa, Europe, and America, all the time. So for us to make sure that they travel, it means we must subsidize them as a federation. Mm-hmm. We might have to pay for them, because we don't want them to complain that we don't look after them. So we're trying our best to make sure that they get all the necessary support from us. The potential is there. Earlier this year in April, I was in Egypt with all these kids. We won all the under 18 on the top. Out of 40 countries which were participating in Egypt, we won the number one. We won the tournament. And most of these young players are highly ranked. And some of them, in 2 years to come, they'll be representing us in Davis Cup. Like we have Yoel Montgomery and others that are doing very well. In terms of our top players, you know that Kevin Anderson is doing well. Chanel Skippers is also doing well. In fact, Kevin was assisted by us even. We invited him to come and participate in the SA Open last year. He won that SA Open, and then he managed to improve his rankings. Since that time, he's doing very well. I think he's now ranked number 29 in the world. So we can produce more players. We are definitely sure. We have indicated our challenges for facilities. We have indicated a challenge of funding, not from government. We know that government has its own challenges, but we're looking at corporate. I mean, to be honest, members, what I saw last few months ago, or a month ago, it's treason, to be honest with you, when you get just two teams getting a billion of sponsorship. That's treason, to be honest with you. Two teams in the country get between themselves a billion of sponsorship. What about these other kids who want to participate in other sporting codes? That's why we're not going to deal with obesity as a country. That's why we're not going to deal with crime and drug abuse, because if those kids are not breaking through in terms of those sporting codes that I've mentioned, it means their future is doomed in terms of sports. And it's us who must rescue that. And as tennis, we do have a plan, we have a 10-year plan to turn around the strategy, or to turn around the tennis around in this country. We have a strategy. The only challenge is that when we go to corporate, we don't need them a lot of money. Small money can make a big difference. Kids in Soweto, they're prepared to walk a distance to tennis courts, they're prepared. But without the kids, they can't play tennis. Without rackets, they can't play tennis. Without balls, they can't play tennis. That's the reality. And if you go to other countries, Serbia, I spoke to Serbia, the president, we are trying to have a partnership with them. The Minister of Foreign Affairs helped me to link with them. I went to America to have a partnership with the Harlem Academy there. So we're doing a follow-up with them. Slovenia, they are also prepared to help us. So we are exploring even outside the country to have partnership with other countries that are doing well in terms of tennis. So that's our take in terms of the challenges that we have. We are not looking for people to give us, you know, handouts. We don't want that. All what you say, if you get the necessary support, even from corporate, you can do that. You remember that we had SA Open and Soweto Open. We lost them. But with Soweto Open, there is a likelihood that you can get it back. And on Sunday, I had a good meeting with a new executive director of the municipality in Joburg. She's keen to have Soweto Open. And those two tournaments, they gave us some money. That's why we're able to sustain ourselves. But without big tournaments, there's no way that we can sustain ourselves. Because tennis is very, very expensive. That's the reality. Because it's an individual sport. Thanks, Chair.
Sorry, may I just say something, Mr. Chair? Just to follow on that, just to explain to you why we lost the South African Open, because it's not been in the media correctly. The ATP worldwide has tournaments from January till November. The players internationally, the Djokovic, etc., Murray's, Federer's wanted it, Canada brought it to October. So by making it smaller, they had to do away with somebody. We were last in, the first out. But that's what happened there. And then I'd also like to appeal to Mr. Chair. I don't know how we do this, but all the small sports, we struggle with television coverage. That's what sponsors need. They need branding. They need exposure to the nation. We go onto television through Super Sport because that's the only medium we can get onto, and it costs us 250,000 rand a day. But like Mr. Zondi says, and you all nod your head, you see one or two other sports getting hundreds of millions of rands every year, and we have to pay. And I'm not only talking tennis. Netball has to pay. Table tennis has to pay. We all have to pay. It's unbelievably expensive for us. And if we could maybe somehow get onto SABC, I mean, we all watch whatever those soap operas are, but there has to be some element of sport there for the kids and the nation to see. You know, we can't keep having repeats of things. It's a national broadcast. It's supported by national government. It's supported by all our tax, etc. We have to appeal to SABC to really give other sporting codes an indication of some kind of mileage that we can get to sponsors, because that's all the sponsors want. They want to be able to broadcast their product to the nation. And we can't only do on Super Sport because of the expense, but the nation doesn't have Super Sport. We want to get to the nation. Thank you.
Just to add, Chair, you know, for us to make changes, we must be honest to ourselves as a country. There's too much biasness in this country in terms of treating different sporting codes. And I've read this thing many times. I mean, SABC is prepared to pay for a friendly game, Bafana Bafana playing Burundi, 5 million, just one day. When we play Davis Cup, we bring these boys and girls, these boys to come and play here. Remember that they can't stay in this country because they play more tournaments in Europe and America. So that's why they stay there. For us to bring them here to come and play Davis Cup, we must pay flights, must pay accommodation, must also give them a stipend for 3 days or 50,000 each, just for 3 days. Now when we say to SABC, can you televise the games, they say no, we must pay. But with other sporting codes, they pay those sporting codes. We must pay 250,000 one day for 3 days. And remember, the requirements of ITF Chair is that Davis Cup must be televised. That is the requirement. Because it must be, if it's the week of Davis Cup, all those games must be televised and they watch all over the world. It's a requirement. So where do we get that money? We spend, to host a Davis Cup just for 3 days, we spend about 1.3 million. Each Davis Cup without sponsorship. 1.3 million. That's why the tie that we're going to play now with Canada, we won against Slovenia, so we drew Canada at home. So we had to give away that tie, our home ground advantage, because it means between April and September, 6 months down the line, we should have spent 4 million from our coffers without sponsorship. So we had to give that away, and it is the first time that happened. We spoke to ITF. They just said, no, we understood your problem. I spent 1 hour over the phone, international call, with the chairperson of Davis Cup, trying to explain to him what happened. I was in Denmark last month. I spoke to the resident of ITF to explain And it was also, our issue was also raised at plenary by Spain, to say South Africa had to give away Davis Cup because there are these problems with sponsorships and all that. So it's a problem, big problem. The only channel that is prepared to help us all the time is SuperSport. And how many people have DSTVs? And when I grew up, no one taught me how to play tennis. No one taught me how rugby is played. By nearly watching on TV, I taught myself how these voting codes are played. But if SABC can't televise those voting codes, and they only obsessed on rugby and cricket and soccer, then the country is doomed in terms of sport. There is no way that we'll get 12 medals. No way. If we continue like this. Thanks.
Which post date one I remember? I think that presentation is well written, really. I think they presented it. The challenges and what they are doing around transformation, and of course they indicate 4.5 million fans in South Africa. It seems that tennis is a very big sport in terms of viewership. And they are raising the issue of the FABC and all those matters. Let us discuss the colleagues and around how do you want to develop sport, particularly tennis in this case. And then of course we know the challenges ourselves as members of some of the facility of our plans and in other areas. There are a lot of challenges really. I think we accept that. But besides all these challenges, of course, we should do something to ensure that we encourage our young ones to participate in sport. Mr. Lee, you have raised your hand. And Octavi, Ms. Ndane, Nabuli Mshobo, Mackenzie. At Mackenzie, you can also assist us as the president of Rugby Union. Charles is playing well again, so you can take him along if you move on. Okay, let us move on.
Thanks ever so much, Jefferson. And thanks very much for your passion about your sport and the presentation. You know, when you listen to your people, it's all that you are very, very passionate about tennis. And that, to me, is very, very good. Because if you don't have the passion, my friend, you can't lead you can't really lead anything. So thanks for the passion. Now, we've traveled this country, and I want to take P. Port Elizabeth, the East Cape, as the example. There we have... They built 18 tennis courts, Jefferson. We went around and I showed you the tennis courts. But the tennis courts were built far away from the people. Far away. It is, in Afrikaans, there's a word that is, you know, you can be rude if you explain where it is. But it's far away from the people that it's supposed to serve. My first question to you is, when municipalities, when they build these facilities, do they ever consult with our African tennis about where to put these things? That's the first question that I want to raise. Do they consult with you? Do they talk to you? Secondly, Chairperson, Mr. President, you also raised the matter of the problems that you have with municipalities, telling you that, listen, tennis is not really Australia. In fact, sometimes they tell us sport is not very, very important. I want to inform you that they receive money from the national government. It's called MIG funds. Municipal Infrastructure Grant Funds, a grant to build sporting facilities. And there is a move. In fact, a law was passed about a month ago where 50%, they up the amount for MIG funds, and it is now determined that first 15% of that money should be used for sport. There is no ifs or buts. It legally must be used for sport. So whenever you go around to these municipalities, ask them about MIG funds. Ask them what that amount is, and secondly, you know, then you know exactly about. But sport will hit, and you must get a cut of the 15%. That is do they consult you with MIG funds? If you go around and you talk about MIG funds. And somebody spoke about school sport. You know, where did I start? Where did it all start? And I think that we must also be a chairperson whether you consulted with the Department of Education, because the kids are at school. And they told for the last 18, I've been here for 18 years, the last 18 years they've been telling the Department of Sport, listen, sport is the Department of Education's domain. They are supposed to see. So in other words, have you consulted with school or the education departments? Then, lastly, chairperson, you know, in my day, and it is many, many moons ago, it was my day, we had brilliant tennis players in South Africa. You know, I just think of names. But we also have had brilliant tennis players in all communities. Now, if I think of it, and especially the Western Cape, because you said, mentioned that only Gauteng is assisting. The only assistance that you get is from Gauteng. You know, in the Western Cape, there is a family name called Samai. And Samai, that family is, the name is tennis. Lamb came from there. There are so many players, you know, coming from the other side of the tracks. And where are these players today? I was fortunate to be taught a little of tennis by a man called Mr. Eric Fisher, who is the grandfather of the two Fisher boys that's playing overseas. Yapi class and son, Yapi, and I, we, you know, we're from the Eastern Cape. And that is why I'm so passionate about it. There were so many talented players from that side of the country too. And why? And I can hear your plea. It is because there is no support for you people. And chairperson, my plea to us really is to see what can be done. And then my last question, because I was thinking all the time, what about approaching the lotto for funds? Approach, because they are also supposed to distribute money to sport. There is such an agency that's supposed to distribute the money. What about assistance from them too? That's chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I cannot agree with them more. It is true that, you know, some animals are more equal than others in this country, especially Osoka and others. But now, if you go to the bread area, in most rural areas also, you find tennis courts. Most of them were completed sometimes last year. And apparently, Lotto was also involved in building these tennis courts. But as we speak now, it's almost a year these tennis courts have been locked and they are not being utilized. And I would like to request Tennis South Africa to maybe take a tour and identify where these courts are. Maybe they can start some development in those areas to help our kids get involved in tennis. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I must just commend Tennis South Africa for the ranking. It makes us proud that we are ranked number 23. And that we are also number one in the African continent. We appreciate that. As we appreciate the Chairperson, we also feel the same like them when they feel very down at heart at how tennis is treated. Especially, I was asking myself, because as the member of the portfolio on sport and recreation, we are following the Olympic athletics. And we were also wondering that for how long are we not going to be seen, maybe going to finals in athletics? especially we see that medium ladies always topping, and then we even said to ourselves, maybe we don't take tennis very serious. But as I listen to their presentation, I can see that somewhere they have bottlenecks, for which I believe Chairperson, my colleague, Mr. Lee, has actually sort of gave a way to say how about going to other entities that can assist with the funding. So, which I think also, Chairperson, we need also to look at it as a committee to see how far do we assist that we also see tennis featuring on the South African media coverage. Because to me, it doesn't make any sense to say you have even such players who are actually abroad, who are actually doing their training, but you don't actually own them as a country to say, we have such a brilliant or very dedicated players in tennis. So I think maybe that one is an in-house thing. We can actually talk about it and say, how far do we take it for? That person, I heard them saying that they have the support of provinces. They cited Gauteng being the only province that seems to, although the percentage is at 40%. But I, as I was reading through their documents, there's somewhere where I actually came across a bullet that says the city of Johannesburg has discontinued support for Soweto Open. I need maybe clarity because I was actually here to say how they are supporting. But at the same time, when one reads this bulletin, one actually wonders what might be the reason for that. And we must also, Chairperson, look at their gender breakdown. I think my colleagues were looking at me, I think when you were not in Chairperson, when was Cricket South Africa presented for players of the colour, I was very taken aback to say, why special talk of players of the colour? But you are talking a transformation. I was happy to see Tennis South Africa coming well, talking about transforming players of all colours, but not mentioning players of the colour. But when the president presented, he told us that in the 9 provinces we have presidents of the colour. I don't know whether, when do we take this thing out of our minds? You know, with me, I don't think I feel okay when we always talk of people of the colour, but say nicely here that players, especially you talked of your gender breakdown, the demographics, to me, you talked of female, you talked of male, but in our time, we talk of colour. I don't know what the colour has to do with this. Because to me, I think, as we transform, we need also to take away these notions of colours. We need to look at tennis South Africa as a sporting coach. Even if it has managers or whoever who occupies the higher positions, it must not be talked of colours. Because the moment you talk of a colour to me, then my spirit goes down to say, what colour then? We must talk of maybe positions that are occupied, that we have maybe some changes also in the management. To me, it becomes something that is, yes, we are transforming. So then it forced me, Chairperson, to say, if they talk of the gender breakdown of tennis, can they also break down again to say, if you talk of the 40 female players, if you have this notion of players of the colour, how do you break down this 40%? How do you break down this 60%? And also, when do you think you are going to balance, because we are talking especially we women in South Africa, we are talking of 50-50. We still have a margin of 10% here. When do you think you're going to bridge the gap of 10% and then we have a 50-50? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm partly covered, but one question on the issue of e-gender, disability and geographical spread. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and thank you, President, and the team for the presentation. The document is not numbered, Chair. In one of their slides, they indicated that there's lack of communication and consultation between tennis and the Department of Sports and Recreation. And two, they're saying there's a lack of consistency and reliability of grants from Sports and Recreation. I want them to elaborate more on that, because I know that the department is giving grants based on the business plan that they are presenting to the department, and based on the quarterly reports too that are presented to the department. But I just want them to elaborate more so that we can be able to deal with the issue when we are meeting the department. And further, I think you have already received money from the Lotto. But there are challenges. I think maybe just to elaborate more on the challenges that you are facing on the issue of funding from the Lotto. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, President, and your team. Before we start, and before I start, I'd just like to remind you that the medals we received at the Olympic Games are not in codes where there was massive money put in. And let me remind you that tennis probably gets more money than swimming. And I'm that's subject to debate, but I can tell you that Swimming South Africa presented here, and at one stage they couldn't even pay the secretary of Swimming South Africa just before the Olympic Games. So they had the point I'm making is that they had massive challenges. And I think it's also very important to understand that our country does have financial challenges, and we cannot be all things to all people. Now, as much as you gentlemen are trying to develop tennis, and we appreciate that, and you've got a huge responsibility, I think we have to be realistic. Now, I'm hearing about facilities, which every sport tells us about. We're hearing about funding, et cetera, the challenges of transporting people from one center to another. And believe me, every sport has these challenges. And tennis, as you rightly pointed out, is extremely expensive per capita of one individual. We understand that. But hasn't the time really come for us to be practical, to identify certain places in the country and certain schools within the country who can develop tennis? You can't be all things to all people, but there are certain schools that do have tennis facilities, who have tennis coaches. Isn't the time when you do the mini tests and you identify people that you have relationships with schools, and you send these talented kids to those schools to be upskilled and play in competitions? I'm trying to give you solutions as opposed to just, you know, having a back and forth. Number two, isn't the time really that, because of the funding restrictions, that we have relationships with American universities, European universities, who offer bursaries for talented kids, like swimming does, and try and develop our kids there? Because at the end of the day, we talk about, I don't know, 18,000 people registered tennis players, not only how many of those veterans and how many are juniors. But I think we've got to be realistic and say we cannot fund and not going to get the funding from government. And corporates, you quite rightly pointed out, aren't going to fund huge stuff unless there's a program in place. Netball South Africa have just come up with a league. That's another idea. Is there a chance of getting a university league going here, a high school league where the top players are involved? I don't know. I'm just thinking out of the box. But I think we maybe look at things differently. I understand your frustration, believe me, and it's very, very hard getting funding in this climate. But I think maybe tennis has to look slightly differently how they're doing things. Thank you.
Chairperson, welcome here. And let me apologize for being late. You know, these things are confusing. Then we have our meetings Tuesday, then we have them Wednesdays. And I was already interested in meeting tomorrow. Be that as may. Tennis South Africa. You know, I think we must engage the Department of Sports and Recreation. There is a funding for mass participation there. There is a funding for club development. Now that is broad. It's not saying regular land, but club development. So tennis, there are also clubs. So when we go to them, engage them around those two issues. Mass participation is broad. Is that for money to play and play? nothing competitive. Then there is the issue of lotto also. Yesterday there was dragging a conversation. I was listening to people calling in complaining about the lottery money. But the lotto responded to say, look, people have got a tendency to submit their lottery at the 11th hour. And then by that time, the funds has already been made for St. Lando. So can we look at the moment lotto advertises, we must apply. Because that money for lotto, when the legislative trader decides on the issue of lotto, it is because for sports. So do we do our work in order so that we can get this funding? Because here is the issue, all federation doesn't come here, they speak about funding. And there is some funds also. But the issue of SLCC, Chair, I think we need to set up everything with communication SLCC so that we can look really at this small federation which are not getting any coverage. Thank you.
Let me one of the members. Malish, I wanted to raise a point.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is on the facilities. I think it's not all the municipalities who don't have facilities or who don't want to build the facilities for tennis. But maybe next time you must give us the number of the municipalities who is giving you problems and the one who is doing well. Like you say, Gaudeng is doing well. And the other thing is on the issue of the disabled people. I just want to find out if the Tennis South Africa have a group of disabled people who play tennis. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me invite you then to comment on some of the areas, questions, the comments, the proposals. I think we'll consider all of them.
Sure, thanks, Chair. My colleagues will also. When I grew up, I was taught one thing, that all choices are good. And from my side as tennis or as the president of tennis, I don't want to sit here and give up choices. The first thing, I'm passionate in terms of sport, and also Tinkos, not only tennis. I love sport, and I love my country. Those are two things that are in my heart. And I love the children. I want to see this country as one of the best countries in terms of sport. And that is not impossible. That is very, very possible. I've traveled the whole world. I know what I'm talking about. So we can't sit here as tennis South Africa and give you excuses. That is not going to help us, and it's not going to help the country. Because if we sit here and lie to this committee, then we're not doing justice to the country. All the issues that I've raised here, we're saying them from the bottom of our heart. I'll just make one example. In terms of facilities, Mr. Lee, fortunately, I'm also a counselor in the city of Rubek, so I know what I'm talking about. Municipalities, most of them, they don't know what they're doing in terms of sport. Probably they know what they're doing in other things. But in sport, I can tell you now, they don't know what they're doing. I'm sure as you, as portfolio committee, you know what I'm talking about. You can call members of the mayoral committee, all of them, responsible for sport, and ask them, what are they doing in terms of sport? They don't know what they're doing. They can't even give you a database of their facility in their municipality, as a municipality. Database of facilities, sports facilities, let alone maintaining them, but knowing which facilities were in that particular municipality. So it's something that you, as Sport Polo Committee, will have to visit. Maybe it's high time that called even municipalities to come to this meeting. MMCs, they must be accompanied by their MECs of sport, each province. They must come in and explain to you why are they failing to maintain sports facilities if there's a big money that can help us. I'm sure even some of those municipalities or the MMCs responsible for those sporting codes, they don't know what is MIG funding. They don't know.
They don't know. Because that money ends up somewhere else. The municipality manager will redirect that money for other things. Because there's a lack of maybe tar roads and all that. They take that money and prioritize those things. This 15% that we're talking about is daily. It's not catered in terms of sport. So we can't sit here and pretend as if everything is nice. Even in the city of Joburg, the facility that we have now, the Arthur Ashe, if I can take you back, that facility was donated by the late Arthur Ashe in 1975. It's behind my street where I grew up. And the poor man came all the way from America to donate that facility. So when I took up the position of a councillor in that area, the place was vandalized. It was a dumping place. I wrote a letter to South African Tennis Association to say, here's the facility, what do we do? I brought all the municipal managers to come and see the facility. We did a site visit. They told me that there's nothing they can do. Tennis of South Africa or South African Tennis Association that time, they responded after 6 months through EN when it took over because the letters were piling like this. So I went to visit them. I said, here, come and see, here's the facility. He told me that we don't have money. What can we do? Then nothing can do. And so where two tennis were told that pulling so they don't play tennis. I said, okay, that's fine. I'll find my way. I met Al Bakha when we were giving Dr. Mandela freedom of talk to work. And then I took him to Soweto. He said to me, no, I'll help you. I said, you don't know me. I know you. I want you to help me. Then I took him to Soweto to see the facility. Fortunately, he worked with me during the cricket time. So we started that relationship. We went to the Sports Commission that time under Dr. Pal. I presented them. They said, no, the facility is going to be what elephant chair. I said, never, not under my nose. Firstly, as a ward councillor, I'm going to consult with the community there and say, we want to build this facility so that we have a buy-in from them. That's one. Secondly, when we build a facility, I'll make sure that 90% of labor will come from the ward. And we did exactly that. Thirdly, when the facility is working, I'll make sure that there are development programs in that facility. It's happening. We've got 4 coaches now full-time there. Now, we got 4 million, 4 and a half million from Lotto, myself, Dr. Albert, and him. And then I raised another, revived those 8 courts, clubhouse, and a caretaker house. And then I went out of my way again. I went to Public Works in South Denshire. I raised 8 million to build other courts. We've got 60 courts now there. Out of my way, not sit to that. We have assisted, of course, there and there, but that's the money that I've raised as a World Council. And then in that facility, I've built a library. I've raised mine also for the library. It's a 14-minute library in one precinct and a skills development center. So it's a one-stop shop. We have a state-of-the-art library. We have a skills development center. We have 16 courts there. That's why we can host even Davis Cup. We hosted 3 Davis Cup ties there without fail. We had Soweto Open for the past 3 years, bringing more than 50 kids from Europe playing for the whole week in Soweto. So that's what we did. So all what I'm trying to say, members of this committee, honorable members, is that municipalities, there's a lot that must be done to municipalities. Because we don't build facilities. We only bring programs of development. And I can tell you, honorable member, if we can see those facilities in place, I can promise you now that we'll send a kid there, we'll send off. We'll identify a person who has played tennis and then we'll train him free of charge and give him, make sure that he gets the necessary levels of coaching. And our coaching standard is international. He can coach anywhere in the world. So we'll do that. The only challenge that the municipalities, they do things without consultation. They don't consult with us. It's the same thing here with the facilities. The facilities that are given to a club, and so-called elite club. So they lease that facility to an elite club. And the people who have an access to that facility are those people who are members of that club. They play social tennis and all that. They don't even allow development because they meet there socially weekend with their families. They use the municipal facility. the facility has been leased to them for maybe 5 years, 10 years, for just a fee. All what they do, they maintain it. But they block other people to use the facility because it's under them. Now, we say to municipalities, first, before you lease the facility, talk to us as a sporting coach. Because those people must comply in terms of development. They must make sure that the development, the community have an access in the facility. So in some areas, our community don't have access in those facilities because they are leased to individuals and without consultation. And it's something that SALGA must also help us and intervene. I've tried to do that even during this time on this time, to say, you guys, you can't allow clubs, even whether it's soccer or any sporting club, people doing really need. They must consult with different sporting clubs so that you can then say, yes, give a go ahead. These people can use the facility on condition that there is development in that facility. And then on issues of school sports, I'll leave it to Mr. Leon. But on former players, we are trying to bring four former players, Mr. Lee. In our last HM, I think we're getting a database of all former players because we want them to help us one way or another in terms of developing sports. We try to speak to welfare Amanda because they are big in America. I speak to them direct to say any form of contribution that can help us to develop things in the country, we welcome them. So we want to bring them and probably have maybe a gala dinner with them. We invite you as community to come and see if things goes according to our wish. On the issue of Philoto, there's a big problem also there. We told in our last meeting, Sports Council, SACOP Sports Council, that we're on our own. The president of SACOP, Mr. Gilson, said to us, I'm quoting him, you are on your own. There's no funding. No, all the federations. He said, we are on our own. Currently, Lotto is sitting at 350 million. That's the money that they have, Chair. And that money, 50% of that money is going for rural development. So, we are on our own. We still to finish how it is possible. So, it means there's a problem in terms of Lotto. But that's another challenge that the department, not the department, is going to, because they are doing an oversight on the department, to get more information, even in terms of distribution of that money, how that money is distributed. Because sometimes you end up having people sitting in the board, their players and their referees at the same time. That person is the president, also spoke maybe, but he also sees that he decides where the money must go. And that also disadvantages other certain courts, because if I want votes, I can say, no, I'm finding sorry, 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 sorry. You guys, because you're not supporting me, can't. I'm not saying he's doing that, but I'm just making examples. Don't quote me, if they're journalists here. So it's a problem. The Lotto problem is a problem. It needs to be revisited, and we look at the model of funding. And as indicated before, I understand what you're saying, but the fact of the matter is that the three sporting codes are getting the chunk of the country. It's a fact. Okay. That is the fact. We can't run away from that. Even in those sporting codes, even some individuals, they are players of the Sharks, individuals that get sponsorship, they sponsor the car, they get this and this. So that's what they do. It's a fact. So it's something that we have to do. So currently, Chair, the issue of Lotto is a problem, members of this committee. It's a problem, we're told that there's no money from Lotto. And then on the press issue, I've tried to answer you that we have to, if we get the details, full details, we'll go there and see those facilities. But I can promise now that if we see them, we'll find out why they're locked, why they're not used, and I'm sure we're not consulted. But I think also, from our side, it's not an excuse. Once you can get that information, we'll make sure that there's a club there, we'll take it, make sure that there's development, and we'll train somebody to make sure that the facility works. And we'll do that as soon as possible, and I'm sure we'll communicate with the persons, and then we can give you information. And then, taking tennis seriously, I've said it already, that I'm passionate, not only on soccer, but in terms of sporting codes. Because if you want to have, you know, if I was a minister of sport in this country, or the president, not minister of sport, the president, I'll make sure that I put more money on sports. And the reason for that is that sports can deal with so many issues, social issues in the country. The issue of crime can reduce crime by using sports. We can reduce obesity or unhealthy society by using sports. We can create jobs by using sport. So there are kids who are not good in terms of education, but they are talented in terms of sport. So if you harness their talent, you channel them, you train them, you do all sorts of things that they are supposed to get, then you can create a better society in this country. That's why in Brazil they are doing it. In Brazil, each and every block, I was there, each and every block in town, there's a gym there. On Sundays, if you go to Rio de Janeiro, there at the beach, they close the streets. The shop, the malls, they open on Sundays, they open only on football, because they allow people to go and train. They cycle, everybody's cycling, they run, they do all sorts of things. That's why they're good in sport, in soccer. Brazil has more than 10,000 players that have been exported all over the world. 10,000. I'm not talking about what I can say. The municipality that I visited, they've got a sports department, just a municipality in Sao Paulo. It has all everything. They've got a dietitian, they have a physician, they've got trainers full-time, they have a library that has only books of sport. They take some of the players that are playing currently for Brazil. Some of them are street kids. They've been removed from the street and they've been trained. They're soccer stars. What is impossible from us? Are we different from other countries? I don't think so. The only thing that we have to revisit is how we do things, systems in place. Do you have the proper systems that can do what you want us to do to achieve? And then on the Soweto, in terms of players, owning players, I agree. The only problem that we can't own our players in this country, tennis, or in Africa, is because tennis, you don't have too many tournaments in this country. And to get a tournament like LA Open, we want to get a tournament. It cost us about $500,000 just for 1 year. Just to get the paper, like, and it's a lease, not only it, just to lease that tournament. It's $500,000. So we are trying our best. I spoke to the ITF president to help us, because we want to sustain ourselves. We don't want handouts. We want to sustain ourselves, but we're working on that. And our players, if we can have more tournaments, we'll make sure that at least our players come to our country. In fact, in our last meeting in Denmark, I spoke to Morocco, Egypt, Algeria, and Tunisia, that maybe because those four countries and us, tennis is big. If we can have a tournament in Africa, we have SA Open, they must have SA Open, Egypt Open, whatever, ATP tournament. Our players can at least spend a month in Africa playing tournaments before they go to Europe. So it's something that we're exploring. But all of those things, they go with money. And the issue of gender, to be honest with you, colleagues, if you look at tennis, we are the only sporting coach that has more women. Not in South Africa, but the whole world. Because tennis is played by both women and men. We are the only sporting coach. If I can ask you how many players of female players are playing, which are playing now in the country, how many? How many are playing cricket? How many are playing soccer? It's only us that have both players of male gender, male and female. It's only us, tennis. So in that regard, we're also doing well. Of course, there's more that we must do in terms of also, I know that Mama, she has raised the issue of Carl and all that, but Mama, it's not us. We have been requested by the department that we must transform, and we must show the results in terms of Carl. So we're doing that. But if the portfolio committee feels that we'll have to find another way to do that, we'll accept that. So graphic spreads, we're trying our best. We've got 7 hubs now that we have in terms of development. And those hubs, to be honest, honorable members, they are funded by a lot. By the money, they have received the money now. That's the problem. So we're still trying to find a way how can we sustain them. But it's important to sustain them, because that's the only way to develop our kids. If you want a child from Tanzania, we must have a hub in East London. If we want a child in KZN, we must have a hub in Guamash or Lass. Say applies to the book and all that stuff. That's what we need to do. So we'll try our best to make sure that these hubs are sustainable. Funding is dwindling. When we talk about lack of communication with the department, the department do communicate with us, but we don't feel it's enough because we do communicate with them, but on issues of consultation, you see, you can't call people in a big meeting like this, all the federations, and tell them what to do in terms of sport. Our belief as in South Africa is that each sporting coach must be consulted individually in terms of what do you think must be done for sporting coach in terms of our needs. But what they do, they call a meeting of 300 people and say, and mind you, most of those officials, they've never played sport. Yeah, they're employed, they've been employed there because of the qualifications. But they've never played sport. They are not on the ground. We are on the ground. It's us who feeling the heat. Yeah. So we are not saying they must not call a big meeting, but they must have time, enough time spending, interacting with us. They must feel us. We must tell them that these are challenges. Of course, they can't solve all the problems on time. Not possible. But at least they must understand where we're coming from. How do we also want to assist the department? Because the truth is nothing. It's not the department that must help us. We must also have the department and give ideas as to how can we improve sport in this country. So that's what we're talking about. We need the kind, you know, it's like when you are a parent, you must feel your kids. You must feel them so that they must know what you want, what you don't want. And they must also know, you must also know what they want, what they don't want. That's how we must behave. That's how we must interact with the department.
Yeah, one of them, facilities, in lot anyway, deals with mainly faith, not a sport lot. It deals with social development, it deals with sport, it deals with the structure. It's not just for sport. And then it deals with the NGO centers. Generally, our lot is a multidisciplinary lot. It's not focusing on one area. Therefore, applications, there are millions and millions of applications. But the point that we are trying to get at, from now onwards, when are you going to produce, notwithstanding the money problem? I think none of us said there's money anyway. But the councillors complain there's no money they need to order. If they have to give you 1 million pound for 10 investments and take that 1 million pound for another house there, informal settlement is bent down, I think there are bigger challenges. But when are you going to produce world-class tennis players? And then what is your program of doing that? Within the next 10 years, when are we going to have the Serenals in South Africa? World-class, real world-class. It's very easy to compare ourselves with our continent. But don't forget that we are the most advanced country in our continent. Sometimes it's unfair to compare with them. You should be comparing yourself with the best in the world, Australia's, Argentina's. Because we have to compare ourselves with Burundi. I think it's unfair. Completely unfair. It's insensitive to compare ourselves. Generally, we shouldn't be comparing that to number one in Africa. Afa number one is number one in Africa, therefore I'm not sure number one anymore.
It's going to take them 15 years or 20 years to do that.
No. This is the point that I'm raising, and I'm not sure number one, but I'm just saying that now and after. But it's just unfair, really, to compare, because I would thought that we're a developing nation. We compare very well with the Brazilian situation. We compare with the Argentinian situation, Mexican situation. I found it every time when we want to run away from the responsibility, we must compare ourselves with Zimbabwe. But we must be comparing ourselves with countries that are developing level. In fact, we should be comparing ourselves with those countries in order for us to see whether we are moving forward or not. Because as we are saying that we may talk about money, but money is not going to come from the sky tomorrow. We are going to be complaining about money for many years to come, I guess. But to me, it's important to find what is your program, the systematic, organized way that will say to the committee, I know that Vision 7 came to us and said, we'll come back with 12. I think now that 4. They may try to get 6 really, but not 12. But what is it that really is a systematic program of development across length and breadth of our country, both rural areas and urban areas. And then the money issue is a bigger problem, I know that. Unless we've got a very systematic program, because what Wallace did, all our associations, they write everything so well, very close to presentation, well written, in terms of their language, but at the ground level, there's nothing that we can see. Because we visit many parts of our country as a committee. But it's very rare anyway to see cricket, or this tennis, South Africa, plays. Just in a series, seeing them at play, not heading talking. I'm not seeing them anyway, except Ronaldo Jope, Alexander. I'm not sure that there's any tennis court in Alexander. Maybe someone there. And there's someone. But the point that I'm raising, why is that? The money issue is going to be with us for the next 100 years. If we wait for manna to come for manna, I think we wait forever, truly. But I think it's important for us to have a very systematic, organized program. I know that money is important, but unless we say to us in 20 years' time or 10 years' time, what do we expect from it? Because otherwise you come again talking about this cancer, meek fund. We know all of us say that when the money goes to councillors get more pressure. There's a much more for housing, surely they would go for cricket or soccer. They go for those necessities of social nature. And therefore to me it's very critical that ourselves should do so, because there are committees, there are associations that presented for us, I think for the last 8 years. 18 years down the line, when you go to them, they still present the one in the same thing. Money, 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 money. We know very well that money is a problem. But really, what is your problem, generally, in a systematic way? Opposed to have caution now. But don't forget, South Africa is a product country. Soil, in fact, is one part of South Africa, but South Africa is a little bit bigger. You've got this 7 hubs, and then are they working? Are they producing players? Also, we were told by the legacy project, and we went there seeing them. But it's very clear that this organization are organized. We can fight against rap and so on. But they're really organized. They're very organized. Because they're organized, they're able then to have broadcasting rights, all this. They're well organized. And I don't think they were given by God to be what they are today. I think they're organized. And 10 years, long time ago, I thought it was very organized. But I think later we have a lot of problems. I think we are picking up now to assist us on this area. But it would be important for us to take us through that process. Even sometimes when we visit members and provinces, must meet their association, the provincial level. So we have a discussion with them, really, in terms of the production of sport. And otherwise, the point that I'm appealing for is that we should have a very systematic development program. But also there must be results for that. We shouldn't have people, because sometimes what we do in this development structure, there's mass entry, there's no exit. And the people are stuck there forever. They don't go anywhere. I think it's a bigger problem for us. And of course, I think we'll meet with the Committee of Communication to raise some of the issues. As many federations have raised this point, Boxing, South Africa, they raise all these things. I think we have to meet with them on that. I just guess that your wire would be important for us to deal with this situation in a very systematic way. I think tennis is very important. I never played tennis, but I liked it. I don't know how you score, but I know that there are very good tennis players that I've been watching every time. The Olympic Games, everywhere I watch tennis seriously. It's a very nice sport. But I think you are certainly must assist us to move on. The committee will assist you to a certain extent, but because we are in a federation, you must be able, of course, to run the affairs of the federation. I think we are well organized now. And then with the assistance of Mr. McKenzie, I think we can also learn from the chart. Not to say that we defeated somewhere recently, but I think that they are really doing very well. That's the point that I'm raising, because unless we got a program of development, and then presentations are very nice anywhere we are. I think as a counselor, I think we have seen many good presentations. But there are no results from this. There's nothing that we can touch and feel, you know, this development program is producing. In a population of 58 or 65 million people, we can't fail to produce at least one that has, given the development of South Africa, and notwithstanding the whole issue of the two economies and everything. But generally, South Africa as a country, we are much more developed. To compare ourselves with, I think with Nigeria, would be unfair to Nigeria. Because we are much more developed. But we must then see all these pictures that you are showing us here. They're very nice pictures, and I like them. But you must see this thing happening on the ground. And the players also playing their role here, doing other ways on that. But I think, why are you know very well what you are doing as a team? My view in general is that we must see some progress in whatever challenges that you are facing. Schools for all to locate yourself there and then ensure that it works. I think members of parliament are here to talk to the department themselves and do their oversight functioning, raise some of these issues. And then to me, that is really my appeal. That's what we should do. And then 10 halves previous. Of course, the question of color issue, I think Sintani was raising it. I'm not sure anyway the color issue myself. People of color, what does it mean generally speaking? And then because I thought when you talk about previously disadvantaged individuals, we know exactly what you meant. We meant black people in general and African people in particular. We are very clear about this. These people of color used to be used long time ago. And that I was once a people of color, I changed from that. I was a rural, I changed from that. But the point that I'm raising that we should articulate it correctly in terms of what we are trying to assist us to understand. And then now, the other issue I wanted to make a comment on about zoning. Also, because we appreciate your role in all what candidates can do what you are doing, then we'll be really sports in South Africa. And then, because if you have been able to do what you are saying, really, of course, I know it myself then, so I too, but I think it's a good thing. And then CITES Johannesburg is very rich, you know. And then 35 billion rand budget, I'm not sure. And it's 39 today. One in Durban is 35 billion rand. Cape Town, I think, is 29 billion rand. These three cities themselves, they've got a lot of money. Surely, I think we should push them for sport, also give some resources to sport, and ensure that things work on that. That is a comment, really. It's not because we have this Mr. Leon. I think we are very happy that your program is going to produce a new serenade in the next 10 years. And then, because if you don't target things again, it would be really a wishy-washy to be targeted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add on to your comments, sir, regarding school programs, you've got some wonderful school programs. I'm going to be honest here. Netball is a very easy game to play. It's a very easy game to play. You've got to catch the ball, you've got to throw it. Tennis is one of the most technical sports in the world. When it passes you, there's nobody to pick it up for you. It hit the back fence and you're 15 love down. So we have some wonderful programs. We do have league, not as strong as netball. One of the things we do find in schools is that you need to have a top coach to coach tennis, a very top coach. You got your head, which you obviously, I mean, you're in sport as well. Netball, a lot of the lady teachers take netball. But in tennis, they don't take tennis. So we have to put professional coaches in the schools, which charge a lot of money. And what we do find is that the kids that have got talent, they tend to go to private coaches in the afternoon as opposed to playing school. That is one area we're really trying to impose on the National Education Department, which we'll get onto now. We've had very many meetings with them, fruitless meetings. So those are areas that we are really trying to get into. Mr. Chairman, when you talk about our development program producing champions, we are mindful of that all the time. But again, I must say, and I don't want to harp on it, it comes down to funding. You talk about the Serena Williamses, the Andy Roddicks, the Maria Sharapovas, they had hundreds of millions of dollars put behind them. They had sponsors behind them, they had the national federations behind them, they had government behind them. I don't know if you know the badminton team from England that played in the Olympics this year. Had more money behind it than the national South African squad at the Olympics. So it's all about money. But it's not an excuse, as Mr. Zondi said. We're not looking for excuses. But for us to produce a tennis player, it's very difficult for us to have local players playing against each other. Little girls, Vinciera or Marjo LaRue that are, and Wayne Montgomery, they have to compete overseas because you don't have enough tournaments here. Now, when you swim, with respect to swimming, you've got to go against the time. When you run, you're going against the time. When you play tennis, the ball coming back at you. Golf, you hit the ball, whatever you hit is just straight. Tennis, you hit the ball 100 miles an hour, it comes back to 200 miles an hour. So that is a competitive issue that we challenge all the time. Again, it's not an excuse, it's where we are in terms of a long-term athlete development program. We have got programs on the go, we are producing players, but it's to get them to the next level. We need them to compete against international stars. So if we could somehow get media coverage through television, we will raise sponsors from sponsors. We won't have to go to government or lotto, and by that we will be able to generate enough income to have enough tournaments in South Africa for our kids to compete in. I just want to also say on the SRSA lotto funding, we do get funding, but the lotto from last year and the year before to this year have reduced it by 65%. One of the other things we do have a problem with is when you do SRSA plans, they plan for 1 year. You can't plan sport in 1 year. When you do business plans, any business, whether you've got a hardware store or you're doing Barlow's, you have to have 5-10 year plans. We do our plans, but you can't plan when you've got the money. Now, it's not up to the government to fund us or guarantee us money, but in today's economy, we look to government. All sports, small sports, look to government and lotto, because the companies are not supporting us. Lotto as well, we send in 4-year plans and give us money for 1 year. So what do you do next year? So now we know that next year we've got no money. So now we've got all these little kids playing, mass participation, higher development, and then we can't plan. So if you look at the countries around the world, we don't want to compete in Africa, but the national government asked us that we have to tell you about where we are in Africa. That's what we're telling you. If you look at Australia, Germany, India, Brazil, Croatia, they have plans, but they have funding committed for 5-10 years. We have funding committed for 9 months, and then you get late. Okay, so not excuses, but those are the challenges that we face. And we are committed to producing a champion. We've had in the past, you talk about Dave Somai, he's still in the Boerland. We've had meetings with Western Cape government. I've been there 3 times. I've never had a rebuy. Mr. Zondi is very close to the people in Gauteng, city of Joburg, who unfortunately this year had to withdraw the money for the Soweto Open. They've done a wonderful job. But Gauteng does have a lot of money. But KZN, we don't get much support. Eastern Cape, we get very little support. Western Cape, get very little support. And the money can't all be in Johannesburg. Okay? But we understand we need to get to sponsors. I urge this committee, because you've got the power, we don't have the power. We need to get media coverage and television coverage on SABC for all sports. I'm not talking only tennis. Netball needs it. Boxing needs it. Volleyball needs it. But you can't only have rugby, cricket and soccer. I know the biggest, and their house is in order. Our house is also in order, believe me. But when you've got 900 million rand in the bank, as cricket do, you don't have to worry about money. Your interest makes you organized.
Just to add, from my side as president, I've taken the responsibility, and I don't want to give excuses. We must produce more players. We must, in this 10 years to come, surely, there must be 3 or 4 kids from PDI, mind you, who must at least play at the highest level. That's what we must do. I always believe that there is nothing impossible. Absolutely. There is nothing impossible. Issue of funding, I do understand, but it's also a responsibility to go out there in the schools and take out kids from the classes after school and say, come and play tennis during weekends. It's our responsibility. That we must do. If it means maybe we must get funding or get people who can donate, take kids and all that, it's also a responsibility. I think we have to do that. So we promise this committee that we are not going to give through this chair. We'll have to produce good players. We can't do like other people who didn't qualify and start dancing and thought that they qualified. So, so we're not going to give excuses. We have to produce a chair. So we're going to try our best chair. Let me an example, coming back to the issue that was raised by the president of the church. Of course, I was disappointed on Saturday. I was watching him, so they were tired. Yeah.
No excuses.
On the issue of partnership, honourable member, we were trying to do that. I've raised it again. Personally, I don't want to blow my own whistle or trumpet. I've used my money to travel to USLDC just to have a relationship with Harlem Academy. And I'm dealing with the Vice President of US Tennis, Catherine. She's very good. I was also there in Denmark. So I've used my money, traveling all the way from here to New York. I'm going to use my money again to go to Serbia, because I spoke to the President of Serbia and in Slovenia. They're keen to help us. They also responded. They're going to send two coaches maybe this year. They've responded in a letter. Us to come and do an assessment in terms of our players, our coaches, and then they'll then tell us what to do in terms of exchange program. So we are serious as TSA. That's why I'm also going extra mile, using my own funds to do that. Because we can't have our development program chair in our little corner somewhere. We have to interact with the whole world to make sure that we exchange ideas. And that will help us to go tennis in the country. Because sometimes you can see that doing well and you find that you're cheating. It's like when you train, exercise. When you're alone, it's easy. But when somebody's training you, you can then feel that, no, all the time you've been cheating. Because that person will just push you and make sure that you do the right thing. So that's what we're going to do. And we've also gone to other provinces. For instance, we've been negotiating with Eastern Cape to bring a big tournament there, but unfortunately things didn't go well, because we believe that not everything must happen in Gauteng. We must spread, because if Gauteng is dominating on soccer, let's take tennis either to Eastern Cape or Western Cape or any other province, where we say that province is known that every year the tournament of tennis that is being played there. But of course, it's just a picture. We've got people in leadership, but maybe we don't have same vision with some of us. That's a problem. It's a problem, because when you go to, especially politicians, it's very difficult to enter into them. It's easy for them to sit in meetings and make promises, but it's for them to make sure that things happen. Because if I approach an MNC or an MC of sport, surely he must think twice to say, these people are coming with a good idea, how can you help them? And maybe talk to a DG or the HOT of the department to make sure that they implement. But with other sporting codes, they do it very fast, because they know that television is there, news is there, the whole country is watching, this thing will be the news the whole week, and then he's wearing a nice tie and all that. But with tennis, let's talk. Yes, my card, can you phone my PA, before the PA, and then they give you an appointment. I'm not talking stories, I'm talking what I know. They give you an appointment. On the day of the appointment, no, the MC is not available. The MMC, the mayor is not available, what do you do? So it's a problem. We have to change the mindset. We must change the mindset. I am saying, chair, I'm considering job, that's how I grew up. I've never believed that something is impossible. I've made an example. I was a counselor for 10 years, but I delivered my work in 5 years. Everything. You can come and see the boxing facility, state of the art, and a gym. I've asked Colonel Dwaba to come and bring kids there. There's his training kids who got the South African champion boxing and the provincial, because of what I did in that way. We've got swimming pool. I've arranged that all the schools there, they must have a program of swimming, so that the kids, those who can swim, they can swim at a life skill, but those who are talented swimming South Africa will take them.
No. I can attest to that wire. No, I attest to that president, because we are threatened to the wire. And I think I agree with that. It just must take us to the national one. And then my experience in Soweto should be assisting us to do exactly that at the national scale. As a president now, we are facing more problems, really. We are taking an organization that all of us are expecting that it should deliver. You don't have necessary resources to do so. But I think we are creative spirit that we have demonstrated in Soweto over here, because we have been there in Soweto several times. What we have done there is correct, what I say. But now try to assist us in Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, everywhere, to do the very same issues there. Cora, I wanted to raise Paul.
Can I just push on that issue?
President.
So that I don't leave it like hanging. Firstly, Chair, I can tell you I can attest to that. One, I spoke to many MCs in the provinces that we've got this project that we did in Soweto. We can take the very same idea to other provinces. I've done it. It cannot be maybe exactly the same, but something similar to that. If, for instance, you have, because what I believe, Chair, and I've been saying to these MCs, you can't build a facility that is a standalone facility. Those days are gone. Where you build a sports facility, Mr. Cora, and soccer field, and they're standalone. That's why today, when I grew up, we used to go to Ilof Street to Yen Rosary, okay, and then we go to another shop in Fisher Street to pay our card. Today we have what you call malls, shopping malls. Yeah. Exactly, Brentwood. Yeah, find my laugh. So we have one, what you call a one-stop shop. A one-stop shop is like, it's a mall. Well, you just park your car, you pay your bills, you can eat there, you do everything. After that, when you get into your car, you find everything. I've read that issue, Chair. I spoke to the trainer in the Gobo. I spoke to the MEC, who was the former MEC, who's Joyce. Eastern Cape, in fact, in Eastern Cape, I even invited the MEC of Sport. She came with her entourage to Soweto. We took her to Soweto to show the facilities. Myself and Ian even took her for lunch in Soweto. I'm just making those examples. So I'm saying, I spoke to the MEC of KZN. I also met her at the policy conference. I've made an appointment, they're going to call me. I've met so many MECs to discuss it. Who MC, but is it Chauke? Chauke from Northwest, before it was removed. I told him, I said, the facility in Mafeking can help us. So all that I'm saying, Chair, is that either to them, you guys got money. All that you need to do, just put 4 or 6 tennis courts, plus a smaller young library. Because our belief at TSA is that we must educate kids. They must play tennis, but they must be educated. Now, if they come for development, they must first be assisted with their homework, and then they can go and play tennis. That's what we are doing in Soweto. So all of them raising chairs, I'm making Soweto as an example, but I've done my best. I'm tired now. I don't know what to do. The portfolio committee must help us.
Soweto is a tennis organizer of the EMC, so I understand. You should talk to the Udi. Chair, I just want to say that I understand even now, you said you met with MECs. I think we should meet to this provincial department, speak with them, and they can speak to the MEC. The MEC, you take her out for lunch, the lesson she's filled up, she forgot about everything. She's giving you a card. And the other issue is this, the lotto money has been increased from 350 to 512 million. And that's why I want to insist that you work with the department. The department can give you a covering letter, but there must be a program, a development program. Don't meet with these individuals in these hotels. Try to set up a meeting and go across, I don't know how broad this telepress across the provinces. And how do we interact with them? In my constituency, there's a primary school with a big gate. There's talent, there's everything. But I'm sure they don't even know that there is a national leadership like OYS in tennis. You know, we like to keep the sports in this, so we have to keep them in what they do. You go to rural areas, you get talent there. But we don't go to those areas because there are no flat-fisher going to be in my life. And really, I think that is one issue. You know, Boxing South Africa now, they're engaging departments of sport. And some of these departments, like two states, it's can say they come to the party. They don't engage in MECs, but they engage the department. And those are the departments which appropriate money for sports. So I think that we have to change our approach to this thing. There is. But money will never be enough. That we must understand, even a millionaire to still be a lot of, because we want more millions. And with the little bit which we have, if you can't utilize that little bit, we are not going to go anywhere. We are going to complain and complain. And this is not the only federation. All federations are complaining. Even these big rugby and cricket, they are still complaining about money. But the problem of rugby cricket, is across provinces. The development is there across provinces. And some federations are failing to do that. And to me, that is very key. Department, as I said earlier, there's money for club development. There's money for mass participation. Do we take into those monies? You see? We must go in and get them. The department doesn't need money. Tennis South Africa needs money. And then if Tennis South Africa has really had, they just ask for money out of the program. You're not going to take it. There must be a business plan. And with time frames, this is what the target. So that we can monitor you on what is given to us. Presently we can't monitor because there is no time to the target. Thanks.
Can I respond, sir? Let me respond by saying...
Can I take one about
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think we have listened enough to the, how do you call it, good stories. But we don't have the responses to the questions. We ask simple questions. What happened to that city of Johannesburg to discontinue support to the Soweto Open? And Chairperson, to me, if you really delve, say this and this, you don't come to this thing. And also when you look at their presentation, they have made tennis rich, but you cannot understand this. And you don't even think said it clear to say we need to have a program that speaks to what they have, what they're intending to do, and by when. Because this thing does not even talk to us. If you look at this this one. It does not even tell you, it has provinces' names, but it does not tell you, in 2012, you have an asterisk there, it does not tell you where are you going. So a really a person, to me, it's about, it's as if when I'm listening, it's as if Tennis South Africa has come to plead with us to say they want to be treated like the other sporting federations, as far as finances are concerned. We understand that, but it cannot actually be doing if you don't actually have a plan in place, and then you come and compare yourself with focus and what have you. To me, we need to have these answers, and when they respond to these answers, even to the very question I asked, when do they think they're going to bridge the gap of 40-60? It's as if they're blowing their own trumpet, we are doing what the best, we have all the players, gender quality seems to be good in our country. It does not help me. From now up to your long term plan, when do you think you will have 50-50? That's a simple question. And my colleague asked, what about the players of disability? Do you have them? Then the answer never came out. So really, to ask Jefferson, we feel it's just listening to them. Go, it's as if it's a lobbying. The lobbying has to go and request for more funds, but the funds cannot be actually told what do they want to do with the funds. Thank you.
Okay, so honourable members, thanks. And it's just to say really they have presented their business plan. It is with us in a business plan, what are going to do, just to cover them on that point. And then you can then on a good present and check the floor and then it should
let me respond on the issue of tennis.
Okay, it will be the last one.
Yeah. I think when I was still answering, you stopped me because I've got my notes here. I was going through them. So the chair stopped me and then said, we must tell how we're going to produce future tasks. So I think that's where we got lost in terms of the response. So we are not here, Chair, to honorable member, to lobby. We are putting the facts on the table. And I want to say, for instance, on the issue of load, I want to appeal to this committee. If you can ask the department to give you a breakdown in terms of how are they funding honorable member corps, how are they funding each sporting course, because that's where you understand what you are saying. They must give you a breakdown to say how are they funding different sporting codes. Because if we say these things, it's like we're lobbying or maybe we're not honest. It's not true. All that we're saying, the sports professional committee has a right to call the department to say, or Lotto, and say, can you give us a breakdown of all the sporting codes in terms of funding? And then you realize what we're talking about. That's one. Number two, the issue of Soweto Open, it pains me. Because when we started to build the facility, I given a guarantee as a council, even before I become a president, to say the facility is not going to be a white elephant. That's why we negotiated with the city of Joliet to have Soweto Open. Unfortunately, after 3 years that of contract or agreement, the city didn't renew the Soweto Open sponsorship because they were complaining about their funds. There's a problem of budget and all that. That's what they said to us. So there was nothing we can do. But fortunately, on Sunday, honorable member, there's a new executive director that has been appointed. She called me on Sunday. I had a meeting with her. So we've discussed this issue of reviving Soweto Open. She's keen. In fact, I'm supposed to meet with her tomorrow. But I'm going to cancel because I must go to Bloemfontein to prepare for the Mangaung conference. But I'll meet her next week probably. But all what I'm saying, honorable member, she's interested, she wants us to revise Soweto Open. Because we've seen what Soweto Open can do for tennis, not only in Soweto, but for the whole country and probably the whole world. So we're dealing with that. The other issue that was raised is the issue of wheelchair tennis disabled. I will ask Ian just to give us a background in terms of what I'm doing with wheelchair tennis.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. We were going to get to the answers. Wheelchair tennis in South Africa, or the table tennis, is one of the biggest on the ITF calendar worldwide. We are one of the strongest countries in the world in terms of wheelchair tennis. We had the World Cup in South Africa last year. I don't know if you've been seeing much of the media. We've had a lot of media coverage recently of the international tournament that we've been played at, and we've got two or three of our wheelchair players playing exceptionally well in the international circuit. So we do have a very good wheelchair tennis base. The problem we do have, the challenge we have, is to get enough wheelchairs into the communities, and then also we need to have coaches to coach the youngsters. But we are growing, and as I say, we are known by the ITF International Tennis Federation as one of the strongest in the world.
Just to add, wheelchair tennis in the whole world, South Africa is ranked number. We are ranked number, I think, 20-something, 23 or 24 also. But also, on the whole world, we've got a player that is ranked number 9 in the whole world. So, because I know that honorable members always fly, if this month you must open in South Warner, I was reading it yesterday, there's wheelchair tennis story there, and the players, because they're also sponsored by AXA. So in terms of wheelchair tennis, we're doing well. We're doing it also in schools. Disabled schools at Adelaide Tambo, Masisulu School, which is also a disabled school, and also in all the country. We've got players that are playing wheelchair tennis. And it's one of our best runs. They are our island tools. They fall under us. But they do things independently, and they also account in terms of finances.
Okay. Any other point I want to raise? You just must commit to yourself to defend
yourself. Yeah. Just before maybe I give Ian, from my side as president, I'm committing You know, even when we started Eagle Chair Tennis in 2005, I think, as a board member, I worked with them. I was allocated to work with them. That's why we've got the best players in terms of Fisher Tennis. In terms of tennis generally, we are not bad, honorable members. But of course, it's our responsibility to take tennis to the next level without giving excuses. We can't come here and lie to honorable members. It's not on. Because if we are lying, it means we are lying to ourselves and we are cheating, not the portfolio committee, but we are cheating the whole country. So we have noted the issues of going to rural areas. That we also do, but we'll have to intensify in terms of getting more members in Ghana and a whoop. Yeah. So no, it's a rural area. It's not my problem. I mean, I'm just mentioning a rural area. That's what we need to do. And it's our responsibility. There's no way that we can come here and not tell you what we're going to do in terms of... It's our responsibility. There's no choice in terms of that. And we've noted the issue of funding. We know that funding is very limited, Chair. We accept that. But all what we're saying is that some of these things, we must also revisit them. I've made an example of funding. I mean, we can complain and say funding is... Of course, if we want to move from point A to point B, there's no way that we can do that without even a cent. There must be at least a cent, not 20 cents, but 1 cent, that can make us to move. So we're promising the department, the community, that we'll do our best. However, the community must also say to the department, give us a breakdown of your responsibilities in terms of how are you funding, and also call municipalities. Invite municipalities, they must come and tell you how they are assisting us in terms of maintenance of facilities and building those facilities, and how are they doing consultation with us as a sporting group. Because we should be working as partnership, not in silos. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Chair, like maybe for you, I know we've got to close, but just to go over the schools side and the challenges we have with that, because that is a huge growth area of South African tennis is in the schools, and we do have unbelievable challenges with the Department of Education and Department of Sport. So if you could just finally wrap it up. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think part of our problem now becomes that there's a fragmentation of who runs sport. Because we've got the Department of Sport and Recreation, we've got DOE, we've got SASCOC, and we now have these regional councils. And there doesn't seem to be a total coordination. And if we now go to school sport, obviously all of them play a role in it. We call to meet, and at the moment SASCOC is running with a capacity development program to enable teachers in schools to develop capacity for sport, but at the same time SRSA is running with an almost similar program. We even get invited to a meeting on the same subject by the two lots on the same day, and neither one of them wants to back off. So it does present its challenges, and at times we don't know which one we should run to, which one is going to give us the biggest advantage. And one of them's whispered in my ear that the problem on the Department of Education side is that they have a very, very small sports section that actually cannot really deal with the matter. So what will really help us is if it's sorted out who runs school sport. Is it the Department of Education? Is it the Department of Sport? Then once that one's settled, perhaps we can also access some of the resources much better than we currently have. Ian has pointed out with SRSA the problem being that policies are for 1 year. We saw it this year. There was a new director general was appointed at SRSA. He stopped all programs in the middle of. We had MOUs coming out of our ears, but the funding just stopped because suddenly we're onto a new tracker policy. By next year, maybe there's another one again, and that is what really makes it so problematical. We would really like all these bodies to first sit down and say to tennis, what is it that we can do assist in terms of assistance. And we work from there rather than the other way around. We arrive at a meeting, and usually they're multi-coded meetings, and they're typically dominated by department officials. You get there, you have 9 the provincial departments of sport plus SRSA in the same meeting, and you're lucky if you ever get the chance to say anything. So I think we need some coordination and sorting out the pecking order in this thing, and then we'll also move a lot better on the whole issue. Thank you.
I think just to summarize from our side, if I may, you can, thank you. Just to say there's a lot of passion amongst all of us. And I truly believe, I've been in sports a long time, I was in cricket before tennis, and we can produce top sportsmen. But I think as a nation, in terms of government, Lotto, corporate South Africa, and all the sports, if we can get it right, believe me, we will be the best in the world. But if we're going to tread water and play games and have policies or not conform to anything, we're not going to get anywhere. But I really, if we can get it right and get everybody on the same page for all sports, I really think we can really become a nation around the world to be commended. Thank you.
Last picture, just before I say thank you to the portfolio committee. You know, Brazil and China, they are participating in Olympics now. But back at home, they are busy preparing 10-year-olds for the next Olympics. That's what they do all the time. So that's why Ian is saying we can do more if we work together. And I want to repeat the honorable member that we're not here to give excuses. The fact that we put on the table is up to the community to go out and prove them. And if you are lying, you must come back to us and say, but you guys were telling us lies. And we are prepared to accept that. But we'll go out there and do our bit in terms of improving tennis in the country, with or without funding, but we'll try our best to do it. With those few words, thanks very much for giving us this opportunity. And I want to appeal that, please, let's not take us too long to meet with us. Maybe that's another problem. Because already, Cora, if you remember, we met 5 years ago, too long. So it's important that maybe we must interact these meetings once a year, so that at least we can get the progress from our side. So you guys, we said you're here, this is what we promised you to do it, so that we must account, because we have to account to this government. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, President, for coming and Ian and Leo for your presentation. I think it's a very good presentation that you have given us all. And then I guess we'll work together ourselves as we go to visit part of our country. We are going to do that. We all accept that there is not enough resources made available for sport. Even the Department of Sport is really the smallest department, truly speaking. Themselves, they wouldn't have unlimited resources to assist all sporting sports. But I think in terms of coordination, I think the point that we are raising with us, that we must raise it. And something that as we meet with this department ourselves, because I'm under joint nature, we have to tighten up the management of sport and then assisting you, because the federation funds the sport, government is facilitating real. And sometimes when you don't have money, you think that you are running the sport. You are not running the sport, you are running the sport, you are facilitating how things should happen in terms of the laws that we pass on them. And then I think we work together on that, and then good luck again for the good work that we are doing. I think we should continue doing this. We will interact with you from time to time. We'll invite members. Members are from all provinces. If there's an activity in Limpopo, there's no reason why you can't invite members to chief, because you stay there, and then you can also learn some of the problems that are there. There are going to be members who stay in Western Cape, Bukora, CN, Western Cape. There are members really throughout the country, are members of Komi. I think you as the CEO must invite them in the activities, get involved and discuss with them there. And then we can meet the metros, as we are saying, all metros here, request them to do some of this work. Because I think metros are rich, they should be doing a lot of work. I think we agree with you, in fact. The core and the team visited other areas, and then Argentina, I think they have learned how to develop sport, Argentina, Brazil. Even London anyway, that developing sport in a very systematic way. I think all of us are committed to ensure that we take the sport to the next level. As a pillar for social change, we think that sport is very important for that area. We agree with you completely on that. We try then to coordinate our affairs as the department, ourselves as a committee, a parliament, because we are doing this on behalf of parliament ourselves. Therefore, we'll do that. And then thank you very much for coming. And then the signature of the committee from time to time will be in touch with your team. does we have some discussion on some of this issue. Again, thank you very much for coming to us. We think a very fruitful mission and discussion. We are going to read all the documentation that was given to us. And from time to time we'll call you president, with this one, you are not doing anything on this. But we'll engage in a very constructive way, General. Because it is in our interest to see development of sport. We are much more interested in sport than ever before. It seems the country anyway is a whole, government is a whole. I think all of us now, General, with a new sport plan that has been accepted by cabinet, things will start changing. It's just the sport federation must put the program in place. Because General, there's an unacceptable throughout the country, the president, the cabinet, to say that we need to take the sport to the next level. But we can't do that as a parliament without you really leading as federation to do this thing in the best of your capability. And then, thank you very much, colleagues, and take care.